pure gold, says the Irish Independent headline in very large type over a large photograph of Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan brandishing their gold medals after winning the men's lightweight double sculls final at the Olympic Games in Tokyo. There's room for little else on that paper's front page. On an inside page, Cathal Dennehy writes from Tokyo, the ecstatic smiles reminded everyone of all that is good about sport, of all that is good about the Irish, of all that is great about life. There's an even larger photograph on the Irish Examiner's front page, superimposed on the paper's masthead. It shows the rowers moments after their win. The headline describes the reaction in their hometown in County Cork. Skib erupts. The paper's editorial writer says the lesson is that to those with faith and determination, nothing is impossible. Boatload of joy, says the Irish Daily Star. Johnny Watterson, who is in Tokyo for the Irish Times, writes, the ban on spectators and the request for clapping rather than shouting as Japan struggles with the COVID-19 pandemic was not lost on the gathering of Irish officials and athletes. Still, he says, the loud shrieks from the stand at the finish line as the pair crossed half a boat ahead of the German crew who had led for most of the race were unmistakably Irish. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a report that the Delta wave of COVID cases is beginning to plateau, with Ireland now on the path back to normality. That's based on remarks yesterday by the head of the Health Service Executive, Paul Reid, and the HSE Chief Clinical Officer, Dr. Colm Henry. In the Times lead story, it is reported that the cost of maintaining the existing range of health services for the state's ageing population is forecast to increase by almost twice as much as previously thought. The Belfast Telegraph leads with a report by Emer McGovern about a woman who won a sexual harassment case against the Bank of Ireland, but said it failed to protect her from a man, a married father, described to her by co-workers as the office creep. The report also appears in The Independent. Natasha McNichol, who worked in the Belfast branch of the Bank of Ireland, was initially bound by an anonymity order that had prevented the naming of her and her employer. She appealed that condition with the support of the Equality Commission. It led to a decision that she, the bank and other persons involved in the judgment could be named, while the culprit and other women he harassed could not. Ms. McNichol, who now works as a teacher, said she was surprised by the condition of anonymity, but knew she wanted to be able to speak about her case. The Irish News main story is about an Irish language nursery school in Belfast, which has been forced to relocate following an online hate campaign. Bimpy Archer writes that the Irish language campaigner Linda Irvine said there had been a fantastic outpouring of support for the preschool, and she has urged unionist politicians to help them find a permanent base. For something completely different, researchers at UCD are seeking donations of bat droppings. Alison Bray reports in The Independent that the college wants the public to collect bat guano and donate it, so that scientists can learn more about how the creatures help to control pests and balance the ecosystem. Learn more by going to the website batsandbugs.ie.